जय गौरव प्रवीणा
हरे कृष्णा वेलकम डिवोटीज टू आवर इवनिंग प्रोग्राम Yes, so we're continuing our seminar on Chaitanya Bhagavat, pastimes of Lord Chaitanya leading up to Gaupanima, which will be on the 28th of March, so about 5 weeks. And we left off in chapter 4. We didn't quite finish chapter 4. There was one pastime still for us to go through, and it's an important and very nice pastime, and that is the pastime of Lord Chaitanya being kidnapped by two thieves. Yes, this is it's at the end of the fourth chapter. Just one moment. Before we go into it, let me just chant some prayers. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devine Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pasjachadesh Tarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanujyananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Vanchakapaturibhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha paditanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So yes, Lord Chaitanya is still small child, but now he goes out here and there a little bit to play in different ways. And one such time, he went out into the street in front of the house of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi. And he was just playing around as little children do out there in the street. When two very low-class criminals came by, two thieves came by, and they saw that little baby Nimai, because Lord Chaitanya has been given the name Nimai now, that this little Nimai playing around just on his own, this little Nimai has very valuable jewelry on. Gold, necklaces perhaps, and earrings and these types of things of real value. Gold and some jewels. As of course we've heard, this was not unusual in those days that the children would wear such things. Unlike today where, anyway, in the effort to make everybody affluent, everyone is working hard and just struggling to survive. Very few people are becoming affluent. Those who are becoming extremely affluent, and the rest, it's not easy. But in those days, for small children to wear at least a little valuable jewelry, necklaces, earrings, bangles, ankle bells, these types of things, made of silver, made even of gold, and with some jewels, that was not uncommon. And so little baby Nimai, he was ornamented like that. And there he was, out there in the street, unattended, just on his own. And these two criminals thought, this is our chance. This is our great chance. So, of course, the challenge for them would be that little children, they're nervous around outsiders, strangers. They don't just accept people just like that. In so many cases, I'm sure we've all had experience, some little child and the mother or father, whoever's with them, goes just a few meters away and they cry and they become very disturbed, extremely disturbed sometimes. So these two criminals were thinking, how are we going to take the child away? Because they couldn't just take the jewelry off in the middle of the street, because there were people passing by. So how are we going to do this? We have to take the child away. We'll take him to our place. They had their own place on the other side of town somewhere. So they went up to little baby Nimai and started interacting with him a little, joking with him, playing with him a little, and hoping that he wouldn't react negatively, become disturbed. And sure enough, little Nimai, as they are joking a little bit and playing with him a little bit, not only did he not become disturbed, but he started laughing and enjoying the interactions. And so they thought, oh, this is just an ideal situation, perfect situation. So one of them then picked up little Nimai. It's a big test to see if he'll actually let them pick him up. But sure enough, he kept smiling and laughing. Everything was fine. So one of the thieves put Nimai on his shoulders, sat him on his shoulders, and said, yeah, let's go and have a look around. And yeah, you can see around the town. And Nimai was happy. Happy days. And off they went through the streets and heading in the direction of the thief's house, which was some distance away, although within the precincts of Navadweep town, Navadweep city, but it was some distance away. So now, of course, now they're going into areas of the town that are unknown to the child. The thieves knew where they were going, but Nimai didn't know those parts. So again, the thieves were concerned. Is he going to start screaming for his mother and just in general panic in the strange environment? But sure enough, Nimai continued laughing. And enjoying. And the thieves thought that this is just, it's practically unbelievable. So away they went, through the town here and there, heading in the direction of their place. And then they came to the corner around which was their place. So they turned around the corner. Their house is just some meters down the road there. And lo and behold, can you believe it? They found they were outside the house of Jagannath Mishra again, where they had initially picked up Nimai. And they were just bewildered. It's not possible. Because we know we were heading into our area. We know our area. But how did this happen? Well, we all know how it happened. But anyway, again off they went. Another try. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Try again. So again, through the streets, and Nimai is just having a great time on the thief's shoulders. And again, yes, now we're entering our area. And everybody knows the area that they live in. So yes, okay, there's the local shops, and we know the people there, and we know the houses, and oh, here's our street again, and into their street again. And before they knew it, they were outside Jagannath Mishra's house again. Hare Krishna. And they're just totally bewildered. This is impossible. How is it happening? When they came around the other time, you know, they thought they had reached home the first time, but they found themselves outside Jagannath Mishra's house again. There was still no one around. I mean, none of the family members around. Everyone was still inside the house. So they were able to take Nimai away again without being spotted. But now, this time, some of the relatives were out in the street looking for Nimai. And then, who should they see? Little Nimai sitting on this man's shoulders, coming along, laughing and joking. And so they stopped the thieves. And the thieves thought, we have had it. We're finished. They're going to call the police. They'll be arrested for kidnapping. What a disaster. But those relatives, rather, of course, this is all going on under Yoga Maya, the spiritual pastime, potency, Leela Shakti of the Lord. So those relatives, seeing Nimai being carried along in a happy mood, they said to the thieves, oh, thank you so much. You've brought him back. How wonderful. Where did you find him? And the thieves said, well, he was just down the road, and we've seen him around, so we knew he belonged here, so we're bringing him back. We're just bringing him back. And they put him down. And the relative said, thank you so much. Please come, we'll introduce you to the boy's parents, and surely they'll reward you in some way, reciprocate. And the thief said, no, it's all right. Don't worry. We have a lot to do. We must go now. So they just put Nimai down, and they left. And then Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi came out, and they saw, here is our Nimai. And they asked him, where have you been? And Nimai just told them, I was with those two nice uncles. You know, I know in Indian culture, the children, there are many uncles and aunts. And not biologically, but and for me also, I had a whole lot of uncles and aunts when I was young. It's nice. And so Nimai said, yeah, it was those two uncles. They just took me for a little ride. And everyone was so happy. Oh, you're back. You're all right. So, yes, that concludes the fourth chapter of Adi Lila of Chaitanya Bhagavat, which takes us into the fifth chapter. And the fifth chapter is dedicated completely to, you know, at some length actually, to the pastime, the famous pastime. In fact, it is titled Eating the Mendicant Brahmin's Offerings. I think you know the story, but that's okay. As Srila Prabhupada said, repetition of a good thing is good, we were told. Which is true, though. Some nice Krishna conscious thing. We can repeat and repeat. How many times have I told the story? I don't know, but plenty. But it's nice. So there in the house, just shortly after this event with the thieves, in Jagannath Mishra's house, well, what should happen but one Vaishnav Brahmin appeared on the doorstep in the afternoon, it was late afternoon, and he asked, could I please stay overnight? Jagannath Mishra was a very prominent member of the Vaishnav community, very well-known man, and very kind, soft-hearted gentleman, so, and very prominent, one of the seniors. Advaita Acharya was the senior, but Jagannath Mishra, he was up there, also somewhere not far from the position of Advaita Acharya. So when there were special events, then people would refer to Jagannath Mishra and involve Jagannath Mishra. And sometimes when people like nice devotees would appear who needed a place to stay, they would be referred to Jagannath Mishra. So Jagannath Mishra said, yes, certainly. It'll be our pleasure. It's our good fortune to have a Vaishnav, gentleman, Brahmin like yourself, please come in and just make yourself at home. So in came the Vaishnav Brahmin, and as we said, it was late in the afternoon, even early evening. It was probably around this sort of time, 6-ish or so, or 7, or even, yeah, something like that. So they showed the devotee, Brahmin, to the place where he would stay and asked him, so what can we do? Please let us offer you some prasad. But that devotee, Brahmin, said, you know, I am traveling with my Gopal deity. And every day I make a point of cooking a nice offering for him. Of course, this is Bengal. So a nice offering means rice, then rice, and then some rice, and some sabji, and dal. but some more rice too. Yeah, it's interesting. So the devotee said, yes, this is my practice I offer to Gopal, a nice boga every day, but today I've been traveling the whole day, and I just haven't been able to offer, to cook and offer anything at all. So could you please help me make an offering for Gopal, if you don't mind, just, you know, a place to cook, some ingredients and utensils and so on like that. And I will cook and I will offer to Gopal. So he put Gopal on the family altar. And then in the kitchen or wherever, probably just the kitchen, he was facilitated to cook with equipment and ingredients and so on. And he cooked. Very nice. What did he cook?
Rice.
Okay, anyway. Plus?
Rice.
Okay. And a little sabji too. So he cooked. Nice offering. Put it on the deity plate, the offering plate. Took the plate with all these nice preparations on it into the family temple room, placed it on the altar right in front of Gopal, bowed down, rang the bell, and with his head on the ground, started chanting the mantras. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale, and so on. Yeah. Whatever. His mantras. Well then, he may well have used such a mantra. It's quite possible. It's extremely traditional. So there he is though, he's down. His head is on the ground. He's kneeling, ringing the bell, chanting mantras, and he's into that act of offering. So there he is doing these things, and suddenly he hears clunk from on the altar, clunk, metal against metal. What could that be? Anyway, you carry on. Then he heard some chewing sound. And that sort of thing. And he thought, what is this? And he looked up, and there was Nimai on the altar, eating off the offering plate, directly, with big smile. And, of course, the devotee, Brahman, he didn't know who is Nimai at all. He thought he's just the little child of one of the children, at least, of the family. So, he got very disturbed, the devotee. What are you doing, little boy? What are you doing? I'm trying to offer to Gopal. And little Nimai said, I know, you called me to eat, and here I am. And of course, it did not click at all for the devotee Brahman. And he just became bewildered and called for Jagannath Mishra. And Jagannath Mishra got very angry with Nimai. What are you doing, you rascal? I'm taking you away from here. And the Brahmin told him, the devotee told him, he's just a small child. He doesn't understand these things, so don't be too heavy with him. But I will have to cook again. and Jagannath Mishra and Vishwaroop, the older brother of Lord Chaitanya, some years older, they apologized. Oh, they apologized and said, yes, you please cook again and we'll help you cut up things and whatever. And the devotee said, no, no, don't worry about that. I must do it myself. Gopal is my responsibility. So again he did. And then after about an hour or so or something, there's another nice plate of bhoga of rice and some more rice and some cheese and some dal, probably some sukta. Well, anyway, whatever. But I'm sure he did his very best. And again, he brought it in, put it in front of Gopal on the altar, bowed down, head on the ground, ringing the bell, chanting the mantras, and again he heard sort of like rattle, rattle, slurp, slurp, because there was some slurpable dal, and maybe there was some kheer, something like that, so some slurping sounds, and a little burp, perhaps. And he thought, what? It's not possible. And he looked up, and sure enough, there was Nimai for the second time. And he said, the devotee said, what are you doing? I'm trying to offer to Gopal. And Nimai said, I know. You were calling me. Here I am. I'm eating. Poor devotee didn't get it. Jagannath Mishra came, and now he's really angry with Nimai. And actually what he did, he took him across to the other side, or some other place in some other part of town, some distance away, and some relatives or friend's place, and said, please lock this child in that room. You know that room? The one that has no windows, has just a door, and then we'll lock the door, and I have my two guard friends, they will guard the door. All right, is that okay? And I'll be back in a couple of hours or two or whatever, and I'll pick him up, and okay, sure. So, little Nimai was locked up like that. And the Brahmin, devotee, he was just about, as in, we say sometimes in our devotee jargon, what do we say? Fried. He was really fried. Oh, gosh. But Chaitanya Bhagavat describes how Vishwaroop convinced him. The third time, Vishwaroop convinced the devotee Brahmin that last time, that no, you please cook. Because the devotee was saying that Krishna, you know, he's rejecting my offering. He won't accept my offering. Oh, what to do? He was becoming disturbed on a deeper level. So Vishwaroop convinced him, and he agreed, all right, I'll cook for a third time. And Vishwaroop told him, don't worry, Nimai's way away. You know, he's just a small child. For him to walk back from the place where he is now, if he can find his way, it'll take an hour. So there's, don't worry. You're free to cook and offer. So the devotee cooked again, and again put the plate on the altar, and bowed down, head on the ground, ringing the bell, chanting the mantras, and suddenly, again, clink, clunk, shuffling sounds, and what sort of sounds. Anyway, you know what I mean. Some chewing and maybe some sounds. They're different eating sounds. And the devotee Brahman looked up, and there again it was Nima. And this time was too much. So he asked Nima, "What are you doing? Don't you know by now that you shouldn't do this? You can't do this." And Nima said, Listen. Sunubai. Anyway, just listen. All right. You keep calling me to eat. I come and eat. And you get angry with me. What's wrong with you? And the poor devotee didn't know what to make of this at all. And then little Nimai manifested the form of Gopal. Yes, right in front of that devotee. And then the devotee understood. So he let Nimai just eat. And Nimai told him, "Listen, don't tell anyone about this. Okay?" And it's really pretty amazing. He said, "You tell anyone about this, I will destroy you." That's what it says. That's what it says. I will destroy you. So, but you know, the story did make its way into Chaitanya Bhagavat. And if I remember correctly, it's at least mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but there's this whole chapter about it. "As long as I remain in this incarnation, you should not tell anyone the secrets that I've told you. Otherwise, I will kill you." That's what he says. That is what he says. Lord Chaitanya. So, but somehow or other, well, he says, as Gopal, this is little Lord Chaitanya, "I have incarnated to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. And I will preach this process of chanting throughout the world. I will freely distribute the love and devotion that is desired by Brahma and others to each and every house. If you remain here for some time, you will see many such pastimes, but do not disclose these things to anyone." So then, Lord Gauranga went back to his room and went to sleep. Yes. So, so the devotee went, carried on traveling around. Yeah, and here's a Falastuti. "One who hears this wonderful pastime, which is confidential to the Vedas, certainly attains the lotus feet of Krishna." So that's you, devotees. I hope you are listening. Yes. So, okay. So we move on to the next chapter. And the next chapter, it's chapter 6. The Lord begins studying and doing his childhood mischief. Oh, Krishna. So, okay. So, yeah, it focuses particularly on his schooling. So, well, let me read the first verse of this chapter 6. Or 5, is it? What is it? Anyway, whatever chapter. 5. Henamata Kridakare Goranga Gopala Hate Kadi Diva Divara Haila Asikala. In this way, Goranga, who is non-different from Gopal, enjoyed his pastimes. Soon the time came for the Lord to begin reading and writing. So, Jagannath Mishra had Gaura Gopals, different samskars, reformatory rites, which are done during childhood. He had them carried out. Hate Kadi. Anyone knows what's Hate Kadi? Samskar.
Different name
Okay. So Hate Kadi, Karana Veda. Lord Chaitanya had Karana Veda done, means piercing the ears. He had his ears pierced. Then Chuta Karana, he had his first haircut.
Vidya Ramba.
Oh, really?
Learning the alphabet.
Okay. Hair shaving. So his head was shaved, leaving only a shika. Yes. And then he started on a very, very beginning level. He started with a bit of education. Nimai was able to write the letters of the alphabet just by seeing them one time. And this is not our easy English alphabet. This is the Bengali alphabet. That's, so squiggly, it's really difficult. Much more difficult than Hindi or Sanskrit. I was speaking to Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada said, he was talking about writing letters in Bengali by hand. It's somewhere, I read it a while ago. And Prabhupada said, it's impractical writing letters in Bengali, because the script is so sort of esoteric. Yeah. So he saw the letters once, and that was if he knew the alphabet. Then, within 2 or 3 days, he was able to compose words, including compound words, like, substantial words. And what would he do? He would continually read and write Krishna's names. That's what it says. Verse 6 of chapter 5 says, day and night he enthusiastically wrote and read names of the Lord like Rama, Krishna, Murari, Mukunda, and Vanamali. So, sometimes he would cry. Children cry. easily, and sometimes he would cry. And then we already mentioned some days ago how the ladies figured it out. How you stop him crying, you chant the holy names of the Lord. And generally that would work, but sometimes it would not. Yes. And here's a few interesting little things. Sometimes Gorgopal pleaded with his parents. When he saw a bird flying in the sky, he would plead with his parents, "I want the bird! I want the bird! Get me the bird!" It's a bird flying in the sky. So, or he would see the stars in the sky or the moon. "I want the moon! Give me the moon! Give me the moon!" And there's nothing his parents could do. And so he would cry. And the only thing that would pacify him when he cried was the chanting of the holy names. And usually it would work. Sometimes when he saw a bird flying in the sky and wanted it, but it was not given to him, he would cry and roll in the dust. This is now verse 11. Sometimes he would demand the moon or the stars, and when he did not get them, he cried and thrashed his arms and legs. Everyone tried to pacify him by taking him on their lap, but Nemai would not stop and continued to demand, "Give me, give me." One day, however, Nemai did not stop crying in spite of everyone repeatedly chanting the names of Lord Hari. Everyone asked him, "What do you want? We'll give it to you. But don't cry." And the Lord said, "If you want to save my life, then go to the house of" who? "The two Brahmins." And then what? Tune in tomorrow night and find out which two Brahmins and why and for what. Oh, it's amazing. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Go Premanande.
Tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a
Kadasi. Oh, it's a Kadasi. That's right. This was a Kadasi, yeah. Okay, Hare Krishna devotees, Hare Bhagavan.